The Tao of Self-Confidence, Episode 411.
Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. Visit our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.
Well, hello, friend. Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. I'm your host today, Sheena Yap Chan, and today I have a phenomenal lady on the show today. She's a makeup artist, and I'm just really excited to have her on to share her story with us today. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to Gauri Kapoor. Gauri, how are you today? Maybe you can fill in a little bit more about yourself to our listeners.
Hi, Sheena. I am a makeup artist. I've been in this industry the last 19 years. And I started off when I was 23, when I had a son who was about 3.5. And I started my course when I went to Bombay. It was a one-month workshop, after which I went to Canada. And then I just didn't have time to breathe because Bangalore was such a booming industry at that point of time that it just got me so busy that I really didn't have time for anything else. And then, of course, you pursue and you keep learning. There's never an end to learning.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And what's your cultural background?
So my cultural background, basically, I'm an Indian. That's how I identify myself. India is so unlike any country. I'm sure everyone feels the same about theirs, but we have ties to our culture thousands of years back. We have so many states, languages, and cultures and subcultures. They're all so fascinating to me. I love experiencing them all. I just got back from a holiday trip to the mountains. Of course, I don't restrict myself to the cultural background I was born in. I genuinely enjoy different cultures and celebrate with them. I am what you can loosely call a North Indian, but I have lived most of my life in the south of India, supposed to be poles apart. I never understood the unnecessary pride people take in which region they come from, though I'm not ashamed, in fact. I should be very proud, but we all are one, and I don't believe being born in one country or region makes you extra special. I think every human is special.
Thanks for sharing that. And Gauri, what would be your favorite self-confidence quote?
So I can go to the net and give you a quote, but I don't have. If there is a problem, I figure it out. Talk to whoever can help me and just do whatever best I can do. So my father used to tell me, cross the bridge when you come to it. But may I add, meanwhile, keep walking. I think Johnny Walker said that. So I was basically born a very happy girl. I guess I had sufficient confidence on my own. And I would say it wasn't overconfidence. At that time, I didn't know it was called self-confidence, honestly. I was, and I'm just a happy girl. Mostly, I'm happy to be alive and doing what I do and want to experience more and more.
Thanks for sharing that. And what would be, in your own words, your definition of self-confidence?
I think the definition of self-confidence, as long as it's not fake, it's okay if you're confident. It's okay to be scared, but I certainly believe don't give up. Do something about it. I mean, action. I think there is so much happening. I had no time to think. People generally tend to overanalyze, overthink. I have just done. So I would say just do and jump in. I think that's what I would say.
Thanks for sharing that. And, you know, part of confidence is just taking action, right, regardless of the outcome, which is so true. But sometimes we do overthink about every single little thing that it stops us, not realizing, like, if we just do it, it'll help us out and build our confidence in the end. So thanks for sharing that definition. And Gauri, what was your life like before your discovery of self-confidence?
So I did my first interview on TV without a thought, no nervousness. It was more like, at that point, give me something to do. I was just an ordinary girl who gained her self-confidence with a pat on my back every time I did a good job. I just followed my intuition, and I think it was more like that.
Thanks for sharing that. And, you know, it's great you're able to just, you know, do the interview without thinking of it, right? Most people, when they do something for the first time, it's like scary, right? They get nervous or have butterflies in their stomach. And was there a moment in your life where, you know, your confidence just, you know, increased, or you had like this aha moment when you knew that like what you're doing right now is what you've been wanting to do?
None, actually. So when I experience something new about life, it's aha for me. Small things are aha. Honesty, innocence, for instance. So it's been more like that.
Thanks for sharing that. And, you know, because of that realization, what's your life been like now?
So I refuse to be cynical. I refuse to be calculative. I rise to challenges where I can challenge myself rather than trying to be calculative and manipulating for opportunities. I really don't have a mind for that. I try to work with happy, honest people. I think for starters, first be an honest and happy person yourself.
Thanks for sharing that. And it's great that you're able to go out there and do, you know, the things that you want and refuse to things that don't serve you, right? Sometimes it's hard to say no to those, especially growing up, you know, in an Asian culture, but you're there doing it. You know, you just say, nope, I'm going to do what I believe in. And it's a lot better, right? You feel a lot more free when you're able to do that. And to the woman who's listening to your episode, she may be in her own journey of self-confidence. What'd be that one tip you would give to her?
So I would say, I don't think anyone would say it would be easy. We should stop cribbing, stop complaining, stop whining. If you feel like crying, cry, have a glass of whatever liquid that makes you happy and move on. Don't have a sense of entitlement. You have to earn it and keep earning. When it gets tiresome, I think we should just do something different. So don't stagnate, help others. Do something for someone else without expecting something in return, at least sometimes. And I think that's what it is.
Thanks for sharing those great tips. And it's so true. You know, when you do something for someone else without anything in return, you actually get more than what you ever thought you expected, right? It's like when you give to the world, you get it back tenfold. So great tips that you mentioned. And, you know, if our listeners wanted to get to know a little bit more about you and what you do, is there any social media links that we can connect with?
Yeah, I do have a Facebook page, which is Gauri Kapoor Academy, GauriKapoorAcademy.
Thanks for sharing that. And to our listeners, if you want to connect with Gauri, you can also head on over to the Tao of Self-Confidence and look up Gauri's name. Her show notes will pop up along with everything else we talked about. And I just want to thank Gauri for taking the time to share her story with us on self-confidence. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Sheena.
Not a problem. It was great having you on the show. And listeners, be on the lookout for another new episode of Another Amazing Woman's Journey to Self-Confidence. And we'll talk to you soon. Bye for now.
Bye, Sheena.
Thank you for tuning in to another amazing episode of The Tao of Self-Confidence. Get your free self-talk tape for building self-confidence by visiting our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.